Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Olala Njinga back on the show. Olala is a very important member of our brain trust and has been now for the last 4 years. And she's the CEO of Yellowwood Group. She's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. And she's our good friend Olala Njinga. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
Always a pleasure to have you back. I've missed you. Where have you been?
I've been a busy girl. I got a company to run.
I know. And you've been in the news.
I've been in the news a little.
The New York Times. You came to the attention of the New York Times recently, didn't you?
I did. It was a little shocking. It didn't click until I got the phone call from my mom, like screaming that my face was kind of plastered across a page.
Well, is that a good thing? Or you know, sometimes you know, even the PR people say, you know, just as long as they're saying your name right, right?
That's exactly right. It was in the Your Money section, and it was about financial lessons. So they profiled different professionals
right.
about a big financial lesson that they learned, and I shared my story about one, which was breaking my own rule, and that caught the editor's attention, and they wanted to know what on earth would possess a business owner to break their own rule,
right.
especially about something as big as hiring.
Well, tell us what the rule is.
Well, so the rule that I've always had since I started the company some 12 years ago is you tie new hires to new revenue.
Right.
So rather than use existing operating capital mm-hmm. to fund someone new coming in the door, I've always worked off of if I want to bring someone in, then I need to make a percentage of their salary in new revenue.
New persons follows new opportunity.
Exactly. Not a projected opportunity, mm-hmm. but like what I like to say, money in the door. You know,
right.
it's not a deal until the check clears the bank.
Right.
And so
which means that initially everybody has to stretch a little bit till the business gets there, because sometimes you have to gear up to get the business.
Yeah.
And then when you get it, because of your rule, you don't hire until the business comes to the door. That means that initially there's a little stretch for everybody.
And that's exactly the situation. We were stretched, and that was kind of like the juicy background that I really didn't want to share with the New York Times, because we were stretched
but they got it out of you, didn't they?
They did. You know, they kept saying, "So we have another question. And then the more they kept saying that, the more I said, listen, it's a big fat mess.
You broke down.
I broke down. It was too much energy to protect the truth. It was just easier to just say
it. I can't believe they broke you. In 4 years, I've never been able to break you, Lala.
Well, you know what? It was a lesson learned hard, learned fast, but learned best. And I appreciated them wanting the, you know, kind of the background, because,
right.
you know, I am a person who's pretty, you know, pretty steadfast, and
yep.
they really wanted to try to understand what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is I'm not any different than any other business owner. I was just overwhelmed. I was tired.
So you were stretched. And plus the thing, remember this, most of us have gone through the last 6 years of trying to make sure we didn't overextend our expenses, to make
exactly.
sure that we survived and that we grew out of this thing. So we probably already stretched a little bit.
Absolutely.
On the regular business. Here comes new business opportunity, and you're not ready to quite put somebody else. So what did you do? You went ahead and you broke the rule. What did that look like?
I broke the rule. So I used what's called cash reserve. So
yeah.
anytime opportunity comes in the door, I put some money toward operating, some money toward the future, and some money toward reserve.
Right.
And that reserve is there as a safeguard when times get lean. You
mm-hmm.
know, we have a season just like any business,
mm-hmm.
And we have a quarter that's a little bit lean. And so it's kind of, it's an assurance policy and an insurance policy
mm-hmm.
in a way. But we retired and work was coming in, and so I used some of that cash reserve to fund this new person
new
coming
employee.
In the door.
Mm-hmm.
which would have been okay. You know, business is about risk, right? So it would have been okay, but what I did not anticipate is the person not kind of getting up to speed fast enough.
They were too much of a liability longer than they should have been.
Yeah, and you know, and you expect a learning curve, you know, and you want to hire people who've got great potential. Mm-hmm. So for me, the lesson that I walked away with and what the New York Times felt was very poignant was, you know, potential is great, experience is better. Mm-hmm. And in that particular hire, it would have probably served us better to take that kind of a risk on someone who had a little more experience. And if I had waited for the new revenue to come in, I would have had the ready cash to fund a more experienced
person. You've lived to fight another day. And that's we appreciate the fact that you're telling the story. We're going to talk some more about the lesson that Olala learned on this after these messages. Good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.